The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
How else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either.
And welcome to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week. I am joined in studio by J.J. Jasper. Good morning to you, sir.
Great to be here. And this is the segment of Learning University for dating advice. Ladies, if he gives mixed signals for months, breaks up via text, ghost you so intensely you don't know if he's alive or dead, that's not your man. That's your current president.
Oh, man.
It's called satire.
Yeah, folks. I like it. That laughter you hear, that delightful musical sound, is Brother Bert Harper.
It's good to be with you guys. It's been a while. It's good to be back.
Filling in for Tim today.
Always nice to have Brother Bert.
I think I'm filling in for you since you're filling in for...
All right. Well done.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay.
As long as we get the show in the can, I guess it doesn't matter who's filling in for whom.
Yeah.
So anyway, you do a great job on the show.
You really
do. I enjoy it. It helps me to come on every once in a while because sometimes on Exploring the Word, I'll say something I think is funny, and Alex doesn't laugh. I mean, so you guys, y'all are pretty good.
Well, you've done the same thing on this show, Brother Bert, so you should feel right at home.
Oh, my word. Hey, guys, I know there's so much ground to cover. Our listeners are the best, and look at this shirt that I got. And let me tell you, this is from Cindy and Trudy, and here's the backstory. She says a few years ago she's able to get on Trivia Friday, and she asked you, what is the longest ongoing annual Old Soldiers and Sailors reunion in the United States? And she said it was Erie, Kansas. And then when I asked where Erie, Kansas was, she said 45 minutes from Pittsburgh, Kansas. JJ, you said, I think someone from Pennsylvania moved to Kansas and started naming towns. Well, this is the 151st reunion with no missed years. Isn't that remarkable? And so those who were able to watch.
So they sent you a T-shirt.
Yeah, sent a T-shirt and said some really nice things about Learning University. And that was from Cindy and Trudy, and gave a lot more nice
backstory
to share. Yeah, and the newspaper were all the events that are upcoming with that. But what a highlight for it to be that ongoing and very patriotic and honoring our veterans.
Pretty t-shirt.
It really is.
Well, those sailors had to travel a long way to get to the ocean from Kansas. So. I mean,
I like the way you think, Brother Bert.
Yeah, well, I think geographical, man, that'd be a long trek. Well,
and that's why you got bell-bottom pants, where you got, it's loose while you're walking across.
That's right. And JJ mentioned if you're able to watch, we do have a number of ways through which you can watch the live video stream of this program. You can go to Facebook and search for Today's Issues. That's normally the name of the show. You can go to YouTube and search for Today's Issues Live. You can go to our own streaming platform, which is stream.afa.net. Or you can go to X, formerly known as Twitter, and search for American Family Radio. You can watch the live video stream. You can see Brother Bert's beautiful orange shirt. That'd be worth the effort right there.
You guys both have a little paisley going on. Nice orange. You got a nice greenish teal
paisley.
Shirt.
Pastel.
Pastel.
When you're wide up here, you need a lot of color down here. That's the way I look at it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, folks, the number to call if you want to be on the program with us, if you have not been on the show within the last 2 months, we invite you to try to get back on. We do want to give as many people as possible an opportunity to be on the show. So if you've been on with us in the last 2 months, please wait a week. The number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Brother Bert, we have 9 questions total coming right at our students, 3 each. One of those is a special question.
If you hear a question and you correctly answer that question, and it is that special question, you'll hear this sound.
Ah, the beloved cowbell.
That is our mystery question.
Okay, mystery question.
No, it's special, too.
It's special. Okay.
Believe me.
The special mystery question.
Special ed, which is what I am. I like special question as well.
Okay.
So, all right.
And we win a cap. That's what you win.
Yes.
Not a tumbler, but a real nice.
These are nice
AFR
looking.
Baseball cap.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a great
looking
cap.
And it's adjustable, so it can fit
on big heads.
Yeah, big heads.
Yeah.
Or small heads.
Yeah.
Either way.
So that's what you win. We've got the AFR baseball cap. Tim calls it a trucker hat, and I guess it is. I've seen plenty of truckers wearing hats like that, but it's very nicely done. AFR, that's what you win if you correctly answer the mystery question. All right. The only other restriction that we've got is you need to be 11 years old or older to get on the program. We appreciate your understanding on that matter.
Okay.
So, all right, I think we're ready to go. So, Bert, why don't you start us off? I'll go next. JJ will finish us up.
Okay. Two of mine are multiple choice. Last time I got on, I felt like they were too hard, so Tim told me to lighten up. So I'm giving a multiple choice here. This is my Bible question. Who delivered Israel by killing 600 Philistines with an ox goad? Okay?
All right.
With an ox goad. And here's your choices. They all start with S. You know, I'm a preacher.
Yes.
But I like that alliteration.
That's right.
Saul, Samson, or Shamgar? It was one of those S's.
Okay. Good.
And it's in the Old Testament. Here's my Andy Griffith
it wasn't
show
Samsonite.
Question. Yeah.
It wasn't Samsonite? He wasn't in there?
No, Samsonite was not in there. That's what he carried his ox goad in. Samsonite luggage, yeah. Okay. What is the name of the church that Andy, Barney, Aunt B, and Opie attend on Sundays in Mayberry?
Wow, that's a deep dive.
Yeah, well, I thought that, so I thought I'd give a multiple question.
Good.
Here it is. All Saints Church, All Souls Church, or Mayberry Community Church? It's one of those three.
Okay.
And the Baseball Hall of Fame, you know, they're inducting some people.
That's right.
First time Willie Mays hasn't been there in years, the Say Hey Quick Kid.
Because he died this year.
He died this year. Man, he was one of the great. Did y'all ever see that over-the-head catch?
Yes.
I wasn't there now. I wasn't that old. But, man, I've seen that on video.
That was in the 50s, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he turned and threw that ball. It's one
Amazing.
Of the most beautiful plays
Amazing.
Ever in any sport. It is. Well, here's the question. The Baseball Hall of Fame was founded in 1936. There were 5 men who were already in. They went in the first year. 5 of them. Can you name 3 of the first 5 inductees?
Good. Boy, that's great questions.
Excellent.
Okay. They're obvious if you know baseball.
Right.
And no, they're kind of obvious. It's not that hard when you think about great baseball.
Here's the deal. We don't mind giving you a hint. Pete Rose is not in there. He ain't among them. At least that's my bet.
For all you Pete Rose fans, and even if you're not a fan, you get that joke. So, all right, I'll go ahead and give you my 3. First question. There are 7 epistles in the New Testament that are called the general letters. What are they? There are 7 epistles in the New Testament that are called the general letters. What are they? All you have to do is look it up, and you'll have the answer to that. Second question. This one might be a little hard. I don't know. But At least Tim's not here to mock it. He mocks my hard questions.
You're going to miss that, aren't you?
Yes. All right. We know that Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. Who was the last?
Oh, man.
Who was the last man to walk on the moon? And third question, I told you I'm going to have one of these every week until the election. Who were the presidential candidates? I'm talking about the main two, Republican and Democrat. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1976 race for the White House? Who were the presidential candidates in the 1976 race for the White House? All right.
Here's what I've got. Hall of Fame Christian singer who had 5 Grammy Awards, 11 Dove Awards, 3 of which were for Male Vocalist of the Year. And one of his signature songs is a duet with Sandy Patty, Name Him. Second question, what type of clam chowder is made with a tomato-based sauce? I'm not a foodie, but you Betty Crocker, Chef Boyardee's. What type of clam chowder is made with a tomato-based sauce? Third question, true or false, there are no snakes in Ireland. Is that true or false? There are no snakes in Ireland. True or false?
All right.
Some of us may want to move there then, right? If that's true.
if that's true. You don't like snakes.
I don't like snakes, except dead ones, I have to admit.
The only good snake.
That's the only good snake there is, yes.
All right, Brother Bert, let's start us off.
Yes, let's go to Louisiana and talk to Wyatt. Wyatt, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello, 12 years old, I hear, Wyatt.
Just under the wire.
Man, what part of Louisiana are you from, Wyatt?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Hey, Wyatt, have you had a good summer swimming and riding your bike and hanging out with your friends?
Yes, sir.
Good. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The 5 Baseball Hall of Fame.
Here we go. Wow.
Okay, I love this question. The Baseball Hall of Fame was founded in 1936. Name 3 of the first 5 inductees.
Go right. Ty Cole.
Ty Cobb, yes.
Walter Johnson.
Yes.
Christy
Mackleton? Yes. Wow.
Oh, right out of the chute.
Right out of the chute.
Now, that's pretty exciting right there. First caller answers the question, and do you know what that cowbell means?
I got that.
Yeah, a baseball.
Got the baseball
hat with that Baseball Hall of Fame.
He'll
quiz.
Be ready.
Yeah,
hey,
I like it.
You sounded like you knew the other two, do you?
Honus Wagner.
Wagner, yes.
Yeah. Honus Wagner.
And one other, the greatest baseball player possibly of all time.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah. That's all five of them.
Well, you got to tell us who your lifelines are. We hear, I think, Mom and Dad in the background. What's your mom's first name and your dad's first name?
Well, I'm at my grandparents' house.
Well, your grandparents.
That's even better, guys. Right. All 3 of us are grandparents.
Give them a little shout out. What's your granddad's first name and your grandmother's first name?
Buddy Williams. Tell him.
Buddy Williams and Paige Williams.
Wonderful. Well, that's good.
It was Nana and Pawpaw. That's right.
Hey, well, listen, Wyatt, stay on the line so we can get your address and send this to you. But what's your question for us?
I have a joke for y'all.
We're ready.
All right.
How did the tree get into the internet?
How did the tree get into the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to be a riddle. Some kind of bark or leaf or something that ties in with surfing. What's a...
Listen, you know I'm bad with riddles anyway, but this one sounds particularly...
All right, we're going to...
The mouse must have taken a seed...
Hey, Wyatt, what's the answer?
They log in.
All right. We were that close. How do you say it?
I missed it by that.
Hey, stay on the line, Wyatt. Congratulations. You started this show off in a great way. Answered the question.
Hey,
won something. That's wonderful.
The mystery question is gone.
It's gone. It's off the table.
Woo. Okay, let's go to Texas and talk to John. John, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Oh, hey, John, you sound like you may be younger than 21 years old.
He's
am I right?
13 years old.
13 so, years right. old. Man, right off the bat, two great.
Two young
people. You can tell it's summertime, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
John, you having a good summer?
Yes, sir.
Good.
What part of Texas are you from, John?
Texarkana.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. We got somebody that's on the radio lives in Texarkana, Jess Reeve, you know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, John, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Do both.
Okay, which question do you want to answer?
The one with Israel killing 600.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
I'm making up for the last time I was on when nobody answered any of them. Okay.
No, but those are medium hard questions you have.
Okay,
there.
Here it is. Who delivered Israel by killing 600 Philistines with an ox goad? I gave a multiple choice. Saul, Shamgar, or Samson?
Shamgar.
That is correct.
Really?
One of David's mighty men.
Right. One of the things I thought might happen. No, he was a judge.
A judge.
Yeah, he
okay.
was a judge. Benaiah was one of David's mighty men that was caught in a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion.
Yes.
I love that
story. And he was also his personal bodyguard.
But Shamgar, an ox goad, it's just a long, long piece of wood pointed on one end, and the other one is flattened so that they could point to the ox to get it moved, but they were pulling wheels, and the other end was so they could clean the wheels off. And so Shamgar was an excellent warrior with an ox goad.
Wow.
I would say so. Yeah. Yeah. Think well, William 100. Wallace out yeah. there.
Now I want to try. Hey, John, I'm going to put JJ and Ed on the spot. What did Samson use to kill a bunch of them?
He used a donkey's jawbone.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's the reason I put Samson in there, thinking they might get that mixed up. But, John, you got it right.
Yeah, a little backstory. It had on that jawbone, it had an AR written on there, really small.
AR.
And both those guys, you know, there's not a lot of audio, but they said, I'm about to go all Old Testament on you.
Well, way to go, John.
And listen, when he was, after he had killed 500, he had to go for lunch, and he said, I'll be back. That's when he killed the next
man,
one.
There you go. Today, everybody's on a roll.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, John, what's your question for us?
My question for you is this. Who were the first seven deacons chosen to serve in the new church?
Okay.
First.
All right.
Oh, wow.
You got two pastors.
I know two real quick.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't.
Stephen and Philip, we know.
Right. Yes.
And who is the other five? They had unusual names.
Yeah.
Niger, I think, was one.
Bubba.
Niger.
Bubba. Yeah.
Junior. Bubba.
Hey, we know three. We know three, maybe. Go ahead and give us the list, John.
I think you stumped us.
Stephen, a man full of faith and Holy Spirit. Nicholas. Prochorus, Timon, Stephen, a man full of faith and Holy Spirit, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parnemus, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch.
Yeah, and half of them boys are named herbs after them. You can use a little bit of that and oregano and different things and come up with some real nice, tasty things to eat.
Those seven men, man.
Yeah,
they were chosen out.
Amen. Hey,
made the Bible.
Thank you, John. You don't have but a few days left in your summer, so make the most of it, buddy.
That's right. Thank you again, John. Now, listen, Ed, look at that name from Tennessee. Is it Deless? Deless, I'm going to take a chance. Deless.
Detless.
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 Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen, these two guys are not from Mississippi originally. I am, so it's hard for me. I mean, you know, with our dialect.
You struggle with my name.
I know it, Frank. I mean,
well.
Hey, what part of Tennessee are you from?
I'm in Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah.
Okay, not far away.
Yes.
Well, that's what Ramsey's hoping we'll all be, is debtless.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think you've been on with us. Have you been on with us before?
I have, yes.
All right.
Yes, I have.
Because I remember the unique name being from Memphis. So anyway, welcome back, debtless. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Of the remaining questions, I don't know any answer. So let me have a shot at the snakes in Ireland.
All right, since it's true or false, here's the question. There are no snakes in Ireland. Is that true or false?
I'd say false.
It's 100% true.
True. Now, St. Patrick killed them all.
Well, there's two thoughts. Legend has it that St. Patrick drove them out, and a lot of people adhere to that. And then the other, here's what I got, little backstory. Ireland is one of the few places in the world that doesn't have snakes. Scientists believe that the most recent ice age, you know, that ended however many years ago, kept the island too cold for reptiles to survive. And after the ice age, the cold water surrounding Ireland may have also prevented snakes from colonizing the island. So it's true. Ireland. So, hey, realtors, when you're looking for one more way to make that pitch, I would live somewhere where there are no snakes.
Yeah. Hey, Ireland's a great place. Some of us have that in our heritage.
Have you been there?
No, it's one of on my list to go. So if I don't get to go in this lifetime in the 1,000-year reign,
I'm going to Ireland.
There you go.
Well, I got The Quiet Man's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, John Wayne. With
John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara.
Yes.
And that took place in Ireland.
It did.
Yes.
It's awesome. Hey, if John Wayne was in it, it was good.
Yes.
Good try on there, Detlef. What's your question for us?
Why do the English drive on the left side of the street? I'm going to make this multi-choice answer to make it easier. A, it is related to crime. B, it is related to most everybody being right-handed. C, it's related to weapons. Or D, the English wanted to distinguish themselves from the rest of Europe.
I'm going to go with D,
but
all those others sound plausible because stairs and castles had to do with weapons and so many things like that.
The way they were driving cars back then, too.
Oh, that's good to think about. When they were passing each other in the chariot, you know, saluting, handshakes have something to do with hiding a dagger and to show that you don't have a weapon. That's where that started.
And it is true about castles.
Yeah, the castles.
The way the stairs go to up the stairs to the right, I think, because
you can't
or to the left.
You can't draw your weapon out.
You if you're, with your shield, you're better protected than if you're going up the stairs.
Right.
You're defending the castle.
What do you guys say? I'm going to say
I'm going to go with D.
I'll go with D.
I think that
Let's make it unanimous.
Distinguish themselves from the others. What's the answer, Detlef?
Three out of four answers would have been correct. you were elaborating on the right subject there. This goes back to the Middle Ages. When you traveled in England, you never knew what kind of trouble you get into. So an English horseman would ride on the left side of the road. In case trouble arose, he could use his right hand, pull his sword, and fight his way out of it. Everybody did that. So as of 1835, it became law.
You know, old habits die hard. Because that's the exact same way I go up and down the halls here at AFA and AFR. You just can never be too careful.
You got that English blood in you,
That's
huh?
exactly
hey,
right, mate.
Way to go.
Hey, thank you, Detlef. Thank you for listening to AFR. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
That's a good question.
That was a good question.
All right. We're going to take our break. Folks, when we come back, by the way, you're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Ed, JJ, and Bert are your professors today. When we come back, we will reset our questions for you and go right back to the phones. So, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed Vitagliano, JJ Jasper, Bert Harper are your professors. Looks like we got Ed in Tennessee, Steven in Arkansas, Christy in Minnesota, Noah in North Carolina, Tina in Arkansas, Michael in Nebraska. In no particular order, by the way, the computer will pick one of you. But, folks, you're on deck, so be ready. Don't go make a sandwich. Be ready to come on the air with us. We'll be right back.
A recent study reports that the rapidly declining global birth rate will lead to a major population crisis if birth rates continue to decline. Their massive support for Planned Parenthood is all part of their plan. While we may feel hopeless in the constant attack on life, there is an amazing way to fight back. When they shout abortion, we shout life. Preborn is leading the way. Every day, their network rescues 200 babies. You see, when a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, a baby's chance at life doubles. The ultrasound is the secret weapon that joins a mother's heart to her child. Preborn provides ultrasounds for clinics in the highest abortion areas. Can we join hands nationwide for life? One ultrasound is just $28, but any gift will help. $5,000 will underwrite ultrasounds for the entire network for a day. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Well, welcome back, folks. That's a great theme song. Bert, what's that from?
It's the A-Team. B.A. Baracus.
I pity the fool. I never watched that in the 70s or 80s.
Face. How about Face?
Face.
And Hannibal.
Murdoch.
Yeah. It was great. It was great.
And there's nothing like coming back with sound effects that you're not really sure what's going on in the commercial. I mean, because it's all audio, but you understood what was blowing up if you saw it. We're watching.
Yeah, if you watched it in memory.
I heard that, and I thought we was at a Trump rally.
You guys remember, we'll get right back, folks. Just one quick question. You remember the Rat Patrol?
Oh, yeah, that was standing in the back of the Jeep with that mounted
50 cal, I think.
Going after what, the desert rat?
The Nazis and I think they were British, but
that's when television was really
television. There you go.
Oh man. Hey, Rat Patrol.
Guys, if I can quickly make mention, this has been an emotional week for us. Monday and Tuesday, Family Talk with Dr. Dobson, they aired our story about our son Cooper, his death on our farm, and that was a real blessing. Want to pray for the Lord to water those seeds that were planted. Well, then yesterday, my daughter Maddie joined me on air, and she is leaving in 10 days to go move to Africa to be a missionary. And so pray for our family. We've got a lot going on, but so thankful. She's going to Kajabi, Kenya, going to be teaching school at Rift Valley Academy. And Brother Bert had her on the air. He's going to be in a couple of weeks on the Exploring Missions program the weekend. But and a remarkable young lady, straight A's from K-4 through college, took a week off, started on her master's. She's been a children's director for 4 years, but she's always had a heart for missions. And so she's going to be able to surrender to the call and leaving in 10 days to move to Africa.
Well, and that is extraordinary because Maddie's really – super gifted. She can do all kinds of things and probably make a pretty good living doing it, but surrendering to the mission field.
Yep, you're exactly right. She's beautiful. She's an elite athlete. She graduated cum laude. She could be a CEO, go off and do anything, but she's got such a heart for missions, and we noticed that when she was a young child. So I said all that to say, please pray for Maddie. We covet your prayers, and she has to raise her own support, so if you want to go to JJ Jasper Official on Facebook, I've got a little something posted there. She's actually heard from a lot of our listeners, and that, boy, that does a daddy's heart good.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, Bert, we need to reset our questions. Why don't you start us off?
Okay. The one I have first, the first three, is the Andy Griffith Show. What is the name of the church that Andy, Barney, Aunt B, and Opie attend on Sundays? It's a multiple choice. Is it All Saints Church, All Souls Church, or Mayberry Community Church? It's one of those three. Adding two, what is the name of a group of owls? What is the name of a group of owls? And then this is a true or false question. Babies are not born with fingerprints. Is that true or false?
Well, right. Good question.
So babies, it's, you know, if they don't have them, they get by with a lot of crime.
That's right. Commit a crime, don't get caught.
If that is true.
Don't do the time. All right, here are my three questions. There are seven epistles in the New Testament that are called the general letters. What are they? You can look this up. It's an easy one. The answer will pop right up. Second question, we know that Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. Who was the last man in history to walk on the moon? Third question, who were the presidential candidates? I'm talking about Republican and Democrat now. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1976 race for the White House?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. He's a Hall of Fame Christian singer, 5 Grammy Awards, 11 Dove Awards, 3 of which were for Male Vocalist of the Year. And one of his signature songs is a duet with Sandy Patty. Name him. Second question, what type of clam chowder is made with a tomato-based sauce? What type of clam chowder is made with a tomato-based sauce? Then third question, I'll add one. Which Old Testament king was about to die, prayed, and God extended his life 15 years? Which Old Testament king did God extend his life 15 years?
Good questions. All right. Let's get back to it.
Let's go to Tennessee and talk to Ed. Ed, thank you for calling.
Hello, esteemed savants.
Oh, wow.
Savants.
Thank you for your honesty, Ed.
that means a very learned person.
Yes. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both? Welcome back.
Hey, listen, I'm going to go against tradition, if I may. I like to ask two easy questions. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, the first question is, there are 4 states in the United States of America that have a commonwealth form of government. What are those states?
I thought you said easy. One is Kentucky. 2 is Virginia.
Yes.
Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And then, all right, hang on. We're going to talk amongst ourselves for this fourth one, Ed. Isn't something weird like Vermont?
I think it is one of the New England. I thought it might be Massachusetts, but I'm not so sure. Is it? You're from
Commonwealth? I think it is Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
I thought it was.
All right.
That's right.
We're going to say Massachusetts for number 4.
Now, we got to say it right. Massachusetts.
Yeah, we barely know how to pronounce it. Ed, what's the right way to pronounce it?
Commonwealth of Mass.
How'd we do, Ed?
A plus. Now, the other question I want to ask is, the president of the United States, before he became president, he had a short modeling career. He was a model. Which president was that?
hang on a second. Don't say anything. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Wasn't it Reagan? I mean, I know he was an actor.
I can't believe it's anybody before Kennedy. I just, you know. John Kennedy.
Well, he's a handsome fella.
Yeah, and then Lyndon Johnson. We can rule him out.
We can rule out Nixon and Johnson. And
Gerald Ford.
About 40 of the rest of them.
Gerald Ford, too, yeah. I don't know.
I'd go with Reagan.
It may have been Gerald Ford. He was an amazing athlete, football star, a whole lot of other things. You see that in the airport there in his home state.
But it would have to have been in his younger years.
Ronald Reagan seems like the easiest. Let's go Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
How'd we do, Ed?
Gerald Ford.
Oh,
Gerald Ford.
I should have gone with my gut.
You should have gone with it, yeah. You shouldn't have listened to us.
No. Well, you know, in the airport, they got all these things, and you said he did this and that and this, and he was he was in tip-top shape, and he was an outstanding football star all through school and everything, and then wound up being president. Thanks, Ed. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Great. 2 great questions.
Okay. It's to the state of Arkansas, and it's Tina. Tina, thank you for calling.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good. What part of Arkansas are you from?
I live in the little community of Big Fork, which the closest town is Mena, which is about 20 miles away.
Yeah.
Tina, you're not too far from the Dollar General, are you, there where you live?
Well, actually, believe it or not, we don't have any out here in these mountains. I have to go all the way to Mena, which is about a 30-minute drive.
Say so, it ain't so.
Somebody from Dollar General is listening.
Yeah, you be patient. They're going to help.
They're coming.
They're going to, what is it say? They're going to parachute. They're going to parachute one in there before you know it. You just be patient.
Or you can just go to the one in Mena. They have a little packet of seeds, and you just plant one in your community, and one will spring up in no time.
I found a new way of traveling.
Yes, I'm actually from deep south Mississippi, and we've been up here about 15 months. My husband is a pastor, and I guess I've complained on and off. Why don't they have a Dollar General here, you know, in these little communities?
I thought that was part of the call to a pastor. They had to have a Dollar General close
by.
That's
right. A couple of things, Tina. Thank you and your husband for your service as in ministry. Thank you for listening to AFR and we'll pray for you as you're making an adjustment, a new state and everything. But you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I'm going to answer, and I may ask. I've got a question, but I don't know if it would be need to be asked. But anyway, I want to do the one about the epistles.
All right, here you go, Tina. The question is, there are 7 epistles in the New Testament that are called the general letters. What are they?
It's going to be James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and Jude.
That is correct.
Nicely done.
Well done.
Okay, the two pastors beside me here, general epistles, general letters. What distinguishes those from, what are you calling the other ones if they're not general? I'm asking for a friend.
Yes. Well, they're called the general epistles because they don't have a specific
they're not writing to a specific church.
The church at Colossae, or the church at Thessalonica, or, you know.
Okay, good.
But they think Colossians, the good thing about Colossians, they think that it may be more general, although it's to Colossae. He said, also read the letter I wrote to the Laodiceans. And so it was pretty good the way, I love that. That's one of my favorite lines in there. Yeah, this is not good enough. You need to listen to that other one, dude.
And where is it? Yeah. I'd like to read that letter.
Like you say, instead of saying, this is for the church of Ephesus, this is the church of, so those are just the general ones.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I learned something. Hey, what's your question for us?
All right. This is going to be, I guess you would say, somewhat of a hometown question, meaning hometown where I'm at right now, around Mena. Back during, I guess maybe late 70s, early 80s, I'm sure you've heard of the Mena Connection. That's kind of what put Mena on the map years ago.
That's with Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, don't remind me. Anyway, there was a pilot flying drugs way down south in exchange for arms. Can you name who that famous pilot was?
I can't name the pilot, but they did a movie, and I don't recommend it, but I've seen the trailer. The movie, the pilot is Tom Cruise, and they actually had such a connection to the Clintons that he bought the airport there in Mena, was laundering thousands and tens of thousands of money through the bank and buying everything in the town, buying new equipment for the sports team, buying everything. It was just like, he just had this open-ended thing where he was flying to the Caribbean and working with the cartel, and then started even smuggling troops. But it was a crazy, crazy...
Wow.
Even for the Clinton days, it was a bizarre...
Tom Cruise made a movie about it?
I don't know who made the movie, but Tom Cruise is the pilot. Again, I do not recommend it, but I don't know anything about it, but I've seen the trailer because I'm a pilot, and all things aviation sort of grab my attention. But... This guy, the guy in real life, the government said, here, you can you know, you can buy this airport, and here we're gonna help give you money, and then you can make all the money on the side you want smuggling these drugs, allegedly, and on and on and on. And then he eventually got murdered by the cartels.
Wow.
And he started documenting, hey, they're coming after me, and he started making videotapes, and those videotapes are out there.
I've never heard this. I mean, I'd heard about the airport, and of course, in the 90s, there was all this talk about connections to the Clintons.
Am I on to something? Have you heard a lot of that, Tina? Did I get that loosely, get some of those facts correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Watch your back.
What's the pilot's name?
Barry Seal.
Barry Seal.
Barry Seal. Huh.
Barry Seal.
And this like is said, Learning University, isn't it?
And his, yeah. Look, and his wife, they made, when I say they made millions of dollars, they just made like hundreds of thousands of dollars and just diamonds and luxury cars, everything. Then when the mob got her husband, she took off, and I want to say she's, now this is, you think this is too strange to make up. I think she's like a waitress in Waffle House or something somewhere. She went back to Louisiana or somewhere.
Wow.
I think she's still living and just, you know, sort of obviously out of the limelight, but to go from being on top, what some people would say, you know, to then, you know, hey, I'm a waitress at Waffle House and I lived that life and now I'm living this life, at least I'm alive.
That's crazy. Listen, Tina, great, great question, great lesson. History lesson here from JJ.
Well, sorry I took so long.
No, that's kind of going. That's fascinating.
Sounds like that pastor's got a big job in front of him.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, Tina, thank you. Thank you.
How many skeletons are in that town?
Oh, me. Hey, let's go up to Nebraska and talk to Michael. Michael, thank you for calling. Michael.
Welcome. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Well, tell me about what part of Nebraska are you from?
Northeast corner of Nebraska. It's called Ponca, Nebraska.
Okay.
Nice Indian name.
I've been to Plattsmouth, yeah. Nebraska, which is my brother pastored there. And so that's up the river from there. But welcome. Hey, do you want to answer?
Yeah. Plattsmouth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to answer or ask or both?
Michael, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Michael, you want to turn your radio down because there's a delay and it's going to mess you up and throw us off as well.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You want to ask, answer, okay, or good. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Michael?
Well, I want to do both. And, sorry about the signal strength here. It's very weak in northeast Nebraska, but, yeah.
Well, that's all right. Which question you want to answer, Michael?
I'd like to do the one about the owls.
Okay, here it is. What is the name of a group of owls?
So, you know, I know the name of a group of baboons. That's Congress. But
you're on the right track. Go ahead.
But enough about our political situation currently.
right. The group of owls is Parliament.
That is correct.
Wow,
yeah,
honestly,
that is right. I love that. Groups of animals, just, you know, it's one of my interests. Yeah.
Sometimes they make sense, and other times you go, where did they come up with that?
The two that fascinate me the most is a giraffe. I've asked that one before. It's a tower.
A tower of giraffes?
And the pride of lions makes sense.
And then a group of porcupines is a prickle.
You don't need to give these away.
I've already used them. I'm just reminded.
I've been to their concert, Prickle of Porcupines.
Hey, great job, Michael. You have a question for us?
I sure do. Okay, so you guys are all radio people, and so I got a radio question for you. All right? Effective radiated power, ERP, right, is the signal. We got really weak signal here. Barely pick you guys up, but I managed to get your guys' signal here. And so the signal drops off very quickly as it goes away from the transmitter. And there's a name for how it drops off. And there's actually a formula for it. You don't have to give me the formula, but do you know what the name of how quickly the signal drops off as far as going away from it?
Now, we've got an engineer who's actually at the control board. You got the bandwidth, and you've got AM is amplitude modification. FM is frequency modification. And you have the line of sight, and you have one that goes in waves. And with AM, you have skip. You can have a tiny AM station in a town, and somebody can hear that mm-hmm. in California, or they can mm-hmm. hear it in the Caribbean. Because it just skips mm-hmm. and skips and goes across the country, and then it's different with FM. But I can't remember about how it just goes and drops off. What's the answer?
Yeah, I had a good friend named Skip.
Okay.
It's called the inverse square law. So it's the distance squared, but it's invert. Inverted, so it drops off very quickly.
Yeah. Okay. You must be an engineer, or you like technology.
Yeah, telecommunications engineer, yeah.
Good. Hey, look, we got to go. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much, Michael. Thanks for listening there in Nebraska.
Amen.
Let's thank God for smart people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, I've met a few.
Me too.
Okay, let's go back to Arkansas and talk to Stephen. Stephen, thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you, guys. First time to get through to you.
Oh, way to go, man. What part of Arkansas? As soon as you got through, where you live in Arkansas?
Hot Springs. We've got some baseball connections here, too, with Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Oh, tell us about it.
Well, the legend has it, of course, there were several spring training games that went on here in the early 1900s, and there's a marker where he hit a 573-foot home run into an alligator farm.
Wow!
What? Wow!
Is he from Arkansas?
No, he's from Maryland. He's from Baltimore, Maryland. He grew up in Baltimore. And who, if you were picking, if you had three guys up there and you were modeling what a baseball player should look like, it would not be Babe Ruth.
That's right.
And I think he grew up in like a boys' home, orphanage, and to get out there and, like you say, he didn't look like a ball player. And he looked closer to a sumo wrestler than he did a baseball player.
It's one of the most amazing stories. I love good baseball. I love basketball. Grew up playing basketball. Love football. But baseball is the heritage
American
of it.
Sport.
And, you know,
it
was great.
Hey, Stephen, Hot Springs, those springs, you guys have had movie stars and presidents and everybody come for the healing properties of the waters. And back in the day, people would go on their honeymoon or their anniversary. What a wonderful place there. My next door neighbors, they just went there, I think, on their like a little getaway, you know, because it's supposed to be so nice and pretty. But back to the show, ask, answer, or do both?
Well, like a Golden Corral buffet, I'm going to do both.
I like that. Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to try the one about the moonwalk.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's
the moonwalk that supposedly happened.
Yes, sir.
Out in New Mexico.
Yeah. All right. Here's the question. We know that Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. Who was the last?
Okay. Well, I'm going to answer like a congressman with a question, and it's towards JJ. So I'm going to say, is it Michael Jackson?
Oh, I like
he
that.
He created the moon.
Great.
That's right. No, it's a fellow I've never heard of. Eugene Cernan, is that correct?
That's correct.
Way to go,
Eugene
man.
Cernan. I don't know the name of the pronunciation.
Well, that was
either.
Mr. and Miss Cernan's boy.
Yes.
I know that for sure.
That was December 14th, 1972.
So they say.
Yes, they say.
Are you a flat earth guy, JJ?
You know, my wife and kids, well, just don't even get going there.
Okay. Hey, what's your question for us, Stephen?
Well, this is kind of a question / joke, but put your thinking caps on. What state was the first toothbrush invented?
The first state?
This is going to be tough. But I heard it was Arkansas, because up there in the Ozarks, they had one tooth, and in place of teeth brush, they named it toothbrush.
Okay.
Ooh,
is that what this is? It's a joke?
Well, I don't know, but we'll find out.
I've heard that Arkansas, if it had been anywhere else, they would have called it
teeth brush.
But now that's probably somebody from Texas that came up with that.
Well, somebody from Arkansas is asking that question. So anyway,
yeah.
He's not going to tell
on himself like that. Stephen, what's the answer?
Yeah, you guys are correct. You're professors, and it doesn't hurt to laugh at yourself. So, yes, it was, the legend has it, it was Arkansas.
The invention of the toothbrush.
Yes.
Single tooth.
You made us laugh, Stephen. Come by and see our studio sometime. We'd love to have you for a visit if you're ever this way. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to AFR.
No, we're going to wait. We'll wait for after the break. JJ, do you have anywhere you're headed?
I do. Thank you for asking.
Fill out the time here before the break.
Yeah, Bethlehem Church in New Albany, Mississippi, formerly Bethlehem United Methodist Church, and it's a Sunday night, August the 4th. They're having a big blowout. They used to call it date night for years. Now they're opening it up to the community. Meal. I'm doing stand-up comedy, bringing the message. They've got skits. They've got prizes, everything. Now, it is a ticketed event.
Right.
Sunday night. August the 4th, everyone's invited, and you can go to their page or go to JJ Jasper Official on Facebook, and I'll have a little flyer posted there.
And where is this going to be?
At Bethlehem Church in New Albany, Mississippi.
Okay.
And that's Sunday night, August the 4th. And again, food and fun and skits and prizes, stand-up comedy from yours truly, JJ Jasper, and then I'll be sharing a message as well.
Well, sounds excellent. Folks, check that out. If you are in the New Albany, Mississippi area, if you want to find out where JJ might be going in the weeks and months to come, you go to the same website. But also, if you want to invite him to come to your church or other event. All right, we're going to take a 5-minute break for news, and we will be right back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.